30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Nine o'clock Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House. That means it's the open line hour. Anything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about in your house, home, castle, or cabin, this hour is designated specially for you at 1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation. Text available at 411-923 during the broadcast only. That's not something that's monitored outside of the 4 hours we broadcast every Saturday morning. Or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you've got something you need help identifying, a picture of a project, a product, a tool, whatever the case may be. If you need a picture to help identify it, email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And we'll get we get it first in, first out. If you send someone else's got an email in ahead of you, they're getting a response first. We sometimes get subject lines like read now, emergency, please, you know, first in, first out. That's just how we operate. It's everyone's question is important. Everyone's question is a priority for us, and we get to those as fast as we can. Sometimes it's within minutes. Sometimes we get hundreds in minutes, and those can take a little while to filter
through. Take a few days to get them.
Yeah. It's kind of like the roofers where, you know, they're sitting around. It's dry. Nothing's happening. We get 4 inches of rain in October, and suddenly there's not enough roofers to handle it. You know, we've got our email staff there that they're waiting, and all of a sudden there's an explosion, and boom. They're backed up for 4 or 5 days, getting to everyone's question properly answered. But we do it as quick and as fast, and we like to have it within 48 business hours, or no later than 48 business hours. So during the week, that is an email we respond to daily. The phone number, 1-888-767-4348. That is an phone number we answer daily. But the text, 411-923, that's during the broadcast only. And we are going into print for our home maintenance calendar. We've had over 20,000 in distribution this year for our first ever home maintenance calendar. We're going into print for 2019. We've made slight modifications, but they're ones that we think will enhance it and make the content even more useful. That's something that I've always had an enhancement. I'm always trying to enhance the content that we're putting together, the usefulness and how it's consumed and how it directs the homeowner and how it can help them, how it can help maintain. There's always a way for improvement. The amount of different types of content. You've got text content. You've got image content. You've got video content. You've got audio content. How does that all tied together? How is that all consumed? And how is it best used when you need it in real time? We're always working to enhance that. And we've got a few ways we feel we've accomplished that in our 2019 calendar. But we've also done it with the Arizona homeowners. When you look at our home, if you have our home maintenance calendar, we've had a video contest. An image contest, Arizona wildlife and landscape contest last year. We had a couple hundred entries. That's open now. If you've got an Arizona landscape or wildlife photograph, you just send that into info@rosieonthehouse.com. That's added to our calendar page. And at the end of the month, they'll be voting for a month. So you get to pick which one of those images make it into our 2019 calendar. And we've added recipes this year. One of the things we've done to enhance our content in the outdoor living hour, 8 o'clock, is the first Saturday of the month we bring in the Farm Bureau. And they talk about what's currently available, either produce or meat, that's currently being harvested here in Arizona. And we've got our 2019 calendar laid out. So, for example, January, lettuce and leafy greens. Yuma is a huge producer, biggest county producing county for lettuce in America. So we'll have a salad recipe. February will be strawberries. March will be peaches. So if you've got a recipe that matches what we'll be talking about that's locally being harvested through our local farmers to match that, that will make it into the 2019 calendar as well. You just go to rosieonthehouse.com/calendar. You could see the recipes that we're requesting an ingredient for. You can see the photos that have already entered. You can send it in a photo for the 2019 voting, and all that voting will be the first week of November. The end of November, we'll shut it off. I'm sorry, the end of that first week of November, we'll shut it off, send it to print. All the rest of the graphics are done. We'll add those to those months, and 2019 calendars will hit. If you've requested one in the past, you'll just get one until you ask it to stop. If you'd like one, just send us an email with the address you'd like us to send it to. We'll send them out. You'll have it by Thanksgiving. And in that calendar, we'll get to it a little bit later in this hour. We're going to get to the calls first here. Jill's on the line with a question about grass and her ficus tree. But we will cover a different home maintenance item every single week that's in real time with whatever might be important to Arizona homeowners. And each one of those home maintenance items, you just maintenance backs up if you're not on top of it. So we like to help you stay on top of it so that we can do everything we can to help you live and operate in a home that's ready to sell today. You know, when we see it so many times, somebody goes to sell a home and they dump all kinds of money in it to get it to a condition that's ready to sell. And so many times that's just wasted money, because if you look at the statistics of what a new home buyer does first when they move into the home, a lot of it is counterproductive to what we do to sell a home, whether it's new flooring, new paint, new countertops, things to make it pretty shiny, flashy. Well, so much of our buying motivation is location, location, location. There's a great chance that the new home owner coming in behind you isn't going to like the color you have, isn't going to like the flooring selection you've made, and is going to replace this stuff that you may have just invested, thinking that you're going to get your money back on a higher ticket item for your home, and it doesn't work. So if we can operate and live in our home where we keep it clean and consistent and well-maintained, and that you could know that you could put that on the market at any minute and get a high dollar value for your home, well, that's just going to make your home more valuable. That's going to make your quality of life more valuable, because you're not going to be living in a home that you're stuck to constantly fixing and maintaining, because we've let all these things go for a number of years. The options that provides you in life, if you suddenly needed to move for work or family or whatever the case may be, you're not stuck with this money pit. And so each week we just tackle a new home maintenance item. It's called our weekly home maintenance to do. We've got 52 a year. Some of them you do every single year. Some of them you do once every 4 or 5 years. We learn things every year. Our building technology changes. Our building materials changes. You know, what's on our home maintenance to do today is going to look different than it is in 10 years, and it looked different than it did 20 years ago. So it's constantly changing, growing. It's a living, breathing thing that we try and put together and package all nicely for you, the Arizona homeowner, for your quality of life in this great state of Arizona. But we're also here in the open line hour to take your questions, starting with Jill. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How may we help you?
Well, I've got a big, beautiful ficus tree in my backyard, and I've owned this house for about a year and a half, and I planted grass in the backyard when I moved in because it was all gravel. What is the best thing I can do to get that grass to grow under the ficus tree?
Cut down the ficus tree.
Oh, no. Oh, it's so big and beautiful.
Bermuda.
And my dog's got to have grass and shade. You know, they're Labradors.
Yeah. Well, Bermuda does not grow in shaded areas. It does not like it. That may be a great application for an artificial turf right underneath the shade of the ficus tree, and then you can make a transition beyond the shade canopy to a natural grass if you're looking for your Bermudas. In the wintertime, it's no problem to put a winter rye right underneath the ficus. Rye will grow shaded, will grow in the sun. It doesn't, it's not nearly as picky about the light as Bermuda, but you're not going to ever have a nice lawn under a well-shaded tree, a Bermuda lawn.
Okay, yeah, I just planted my, seeded and fertilized with the rye seed, and it's coming up really nice. And even in the late spring, you know, when I seed for summertime, it comes up beautiful, but within a month, it's gone.
Well, here's what I would try going into the next summer. I have seen rye in shaded areas go all the way to mid-June. Just keep that thought that you're not going to try and get any type of natural lawn under that shade area. And it's only going to be a month or two between your rye grass and your reseed. And just don't even mess with the Bermuda. Keep that rye as healthy and strong into the summer as you can.
Beautiful.
So we appreciate the call, and let us know how that you got our number, Julia. We're gonna put a bug in our calendar to call her next summer and see how long, and check in how long that ryegrass has lasted into the summer. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we clear a line, that opens up a line for you about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. And if car buying is on your to-do this weekend, it is still SUV season at Sanderson Ford. They've got a 2018 Ford Edge for $22,900, the Escape for $17,900, the Fusion for $17,900. They've got a Super Cab F-150 here for $28,900. It's right now at Sanderson Ford, and they're no hassle, easy process. You're not going to have to worry about being stuck there for hours. You're not going to have to worry about somebody taking your keys to go, quote, see what your trade-in is worth and get you agitated to where it's the sales manager's call to see when they'll give you your keys back. It's one of the tactics that you won't find at Sanderson Ford. It's the only place we do business, because their business philosophy is people just deserve to be treated right. And if you wanted to be treated right on your car buying experience, pass yourself by Sanderson Ford in Glendale, 51st Avenue, south of Glendale.